A final version of the proposal has not been officially released, as some of the details are still being worked out. Briscoe says that given the eventual rise in energy costs, it'll be important to ensure that low-income Utahns won't be burdened.
A proposal that's making the rounds is on the ballot in the state of Washington would give some of the money back to people who are below a certain income level, because energy costs will increase somewhat. Heating your home will be a little more expensive, and forms of energy will be a little bit more expensive. We want to make sure that no one is harmed, no one who is priced out of the market, because costs will go up, and we'll make sure that they're covered.
Briscoe maintains that the plan could be done in a revenue-neutral way, possibly through a tax cut in another area of the state budget. He adds that much of the inspiration for the proposal has come from examples seen around the world.
We're modeling a lot of the actual writing of the bill after British Columbia, who for 8 years has had a carbon tax. Despite that carbon tax, or maybe because of that carbon tax fee, their economy has grown slightly faster than the rest of Canada and has not damaged their economy.
The government of British Columbia optioned for a revenue-neutral carbon tax plan in 2012. The province now has some of the lowest corporate and personal income tax rates in Canada. Briscoe says that his plan would focus the tax upstream, charging fossil fuel producers. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.